This is John's Gem number 116. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Victory! John says, this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Oh, really? We may feel like retorting. Many of us will feel that we have no sort of victory, much of the time, or even ever. Unfortunately, that is the way life often is. We may be overworked, stressed, ill, subject to family problems or financial problems, unemployed, frightened of dying. No Christian should ever be afraid of death, but dying can be an uncomfortable process. Frightened of being killed, bored, or whatever. Christians are not invulnerable to those sorts of things. How then can John say that we have a victory because of our faith? In fact, if we look back through this lovely letter he has written, we will see that he deals out a great deal of encouragement the people he is writing to. In chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, he says, the anointing you receive from him remains in you. His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. So that when he appears, we may be confident and unashamed before him at his coming. And then in chapter 3 and verse 21, dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God. In 4:17, this is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence in the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. And in chapter 5 and verse 14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. There is plenty there about confidence. Of course, it is not sufficient for the Olympic athlete to be confident as they crouch down, ready to run. They need to come first to get the victory. But then the victory we are talking about is of quite a different nature. It is a victory in the sense of overcoming all our worries and anxieties, our fears and our failures. How are we to do that? John cleverly parcels up the answers in this short passage of the first 5 verses of this chapter. He starts with, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his Son as well. And finishes with, who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. All that he has said in between, well worth reading if you have a Bible handy, is gathered up between those two statements about believing Jesus is the Messiah and that he is the Son of God. If we keep those two facts well held in our minds, grow from our starting points as the babies of God, and allow the Spirit to work in our lives, we shall overcome. Nothing is more certain. It is the great creator and sustainer God of all the earth who has you in his hand. It probably won't be at all obvious to your neighbours that you're operating at a different level to them, if they're not believers in Jesus. But that will be the true fact of what is happening.